Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
While I'm on those guys, there's a couple things. Part of the delay with Larry was around this time after we agreed, he got a notice that a PED pending suspension. So he came into my office yesterday. We did not know it when we agreed the other night. So had a conversation, and I give him credit because it's early in the process. The league doesn't even know about it the way that it's done by an independent group. But he was very forthright. He was Pittsburgh's man of the year. Like, he's a good man. He's played 8 years in the league and never had a blip. You know, that's obviously frustrating for him. And
Brandon Bean Friday at his news conference announcing the suspensions of Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi, two recent Bills signings, as in last week. Nobody knew it. Bean was well into his press conference before, kind of like, oh, by the way, both these guys are going to miss six games, and he detailed how it went, basically said that he wouldn't have signed Ogunjobi if he knew, or at least wouldn't have signed one of them had he known that they both had six-game suspensions waiting, and he knew on Hoyt and not on Ogunjobi.
Which leads you to believe that Ogunjobi is the one that they wouldn't have done, right? I mean, I would imagine even signing one guy, there's some debate about it, whether, you know, should it's a third of the season, but you're signing him to a 3-year deal, so you're hoping for a lot of football there. But still, just the optics of it alone, let alone, you know, just not having him for a third of the season, could make you hesitate about it and debate about it. I would bet everyone didn't agree, hey, this is a perfect idea, let's do it. But they did decide to do it. Then when a second guy comes in, like, it's just that's where it just sounds, what are you doing over there? Why did you sign two guys that, you know, end up in the same bucket here? It's a very, very tough look, I think. And again, like, I would bet he sounds so calm, cool, collected there and understanding. Man, I'll bet that the news of the second one did not land well, because it makes the first decision to sign Hoyt in the first place, knowing it, just look that much more dubious, you know, just by virtue of now I've got two guys. If I have the one, okay, you know, we'll just put that over there. It's a special case. We really like this player. I think he's going to really help us a lot. Oh, second guy, what? Now I get, oh, come on. So, just tough. I mean, I'm not here to say they should have walked away from both guys, either guy, really. It sounds like they wanted to walk. If there were a better option out there, they would have walked away from Ogunjobi. is what it sounds like to me. And, you know, that's their right if they had decided to do that, but they couldn't find a better alternative, so here we are.
Yeah. You know, at the risk of sounding like an apologist for him, which I do not think I am, I'm okay. Like, that makes sense, all that. I accept it. I even accept how Bean described Ogunjobi and even what Ogunjobi said about the situation. I can live with it. And part of that is because this season really doesn't get real until well after six games have been played, just like last year. I mean, the Bills were 4-2 after six games. They hung on to beat the Jets. And then for the first half of week seven against Tennessee, they looked rough, but ended up rolling second half of that game and then for most of the rest of the year. So that's when I'm going to need these guys, and I want to think they'll figure out ways to get through six games with, like, at worst 3-3 or something, and then you can hit it. Although, I don't know that, having said that, these two guys make a huge difference. If I'm 3-3 without them, is it because I don't have those two players, or is it because, you know, I'm losing on turnovers and I can't get open?
If I'm 3-3 without them, I probably got to lean into a perfect record to think about the one seed.
Well, that's right.
That's why, to me, like, I think every time you say it doesn't really matter early in the season, I'm going to balk at that. Because if I'm pursuing the one seed, like, every one of these games matters. I can't afford to lose more than one game a month. Even if I can do that. I mean, that's four losses, probably, right? September, October, November. Yeah, I mean.
But you would take that.
Sure, 13-4 is an excellent record.
Think of how unlucky they were last year to not get the one. To not even get to play for the one the last week.
Yeah.
Is that not the appropriate word for it? Even beating Kansas City, which no one else could do.
Yeah.
Not one team could do that until they gave up in week 18 and then the Super Bowl. 13-4, that's what they were?
Yeah.
13-3 through 17 weeks, and they still couldn't touch the one because Kansas City was 15-1. Anyway.
Well, so that's what's in front of them. So I'm not willing to donate 6 weeks. As readily, anyway. I think that could sting them. Like, if they lose, you know, a close game to someone who, you know, they're favored by a touchdown or something, really, we'll see what else they do. I mean, they've got, you know, the ability to still sign guys, and of course the draft is coming up. But one way to look at what they're doing, at least on their defensive line, which most observers agreed needed attention, maybe even a lot of attention, is they can plug Bosa in for Miller, and then the rest of it's the same for 6 weeks. Which, again, like, they got by. They had a great year with that personnel. Some of the depth pieces will be gone. Jordan Phillips, Austin Johnson, whatever. Maybe that means more of a big role for
Chicago. The grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together. Let's drive.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Wayne Carter and certainly, you know, Bosa here and Daquan Jones is still here. I thought they were maybe going to move on from Daquan Jones. Haven't found a way to do that. So
think about this, though.
They're kind of rolling the same team out there.
And, you know, how did that go last year?
Very well.
Without Milano, either the first six games. And, you know, they lost bad to Baltimore. And then Allen went 9-for-30 against Houston, and they lost on a 60-yard field goal at the gun. So we're not really disagreeing here. Like, yes, it could happen. But nobody thought this season hinged on these two players who maybe a lot of us had never heard of before last
week. Well, that sounds different than 3-3. You know, like, right, the way you were talking initially here, you know, they come through that, fine, just have your season from there. Well, you might be shoveling the top seed into a landfill at that if you come out of the first 6 weeks 3-3. Then you have a hard time getting the one seed then, you know, depending on what goes on around you. Anyway.
Which is, you know, only worth so much. You want it, but it doesn't have to break you to not get it. What I was working toward is, like, how Friday this news came down at like 4 o'clock or something, or 4:30. We played Bean's comments at 5, and then we got calls. I remember one guy was just like ripping into Bean, and he even mentioned Hamlin as a reason to do that. Like, nobody else wanted. He called it, what was his word, unconscionable or something.
Yes, that was the word.
And like, wow, that's extreme. Here's what I think. I'm not sure I'm ready to say, like, to what end, although I have done this with McDermott. I'll ramp up. This is a big year for Bean. Like, this year, as we get near the draft, Elam is gone. Kincaid hasn't really hit. Coleman didn't hit. People are thinking about and talking about, go to a bar. And when the subject of the Bills roster this time of year comes up, it's him. It's drafts. And people are now, fans are now getting to a point where they want certain guys, you know, they know what they want from the draft.
And this suspension news is, I think, accelerating that.
So, I don't know to what end. If you have Allen, you know, McDermott and Bean can ride the whole way to Allen's, to the end of Allen's career, maybe, even without a championship, I mean, conceivably. But I think right now, that's he and recent drafts and the failures within those drafts is a topic of conversation. And then so would this be, as you said. And then, you know, people will be split on Josh Palmer. Really don't know what to expect there yet, but some people like his skill set. Other people might think, you know, this is never a guy who's been like a top two wide receiver on his team. So this is the big move in the passing game over Cooper. Is even better than Cooper. It's debatable, all of that. And even when the draft happens, the draft might make sense. It'll make sense to the Bills. But then still, like, you have to wait until well into the season to really know what you've
got.
Sure.
If they draft a corner at 30, which is what they did when they were last in this position where they did not have an established number two corner on the team, they drafted Elam, and we all thought, oh, that sounds great. Oh, we can play man, too. Maybe they'll mix up coverages, you know, whatever. And then he couldn't get on the field. Like, thank God Benford was in that same draft, but yeah, you're right. I mean, however good it looks on paper, whichever, if it's the guy from Ole Miss that Trapasso was, you know, talking to us about last week, or it's another guy, it'll read really well. Okay, well, that's a need. Well, I like this guy's length. I like his 40 time. Oh, yeah, SEC. Okay, get on the field and do it. That's, and we will not know that. I mean, obviously, if he doesn't even win a job like Elam didn't do, then it's even more glaring. But, yeah, we're going to have no idea until they get up and running whether or not they successfully filled that hole. And, you know, all the other guys in the passing game that you just mentioned, all the other guys, the two other guys mainly, although Palmer will figure into that too, but Coleman, Kincaid, you're going to need something to go right. You know, somebody to really land and look like not just a guy that you can count on to play, you know, 60% of your offensive snaps, but somebody that can really actually impact your offense.
Tough at pick 30 to, you know, really feel great about the chances of that, even throughout the entire draft, picking so late. But, yeah, I think right now that's on the minds of the fans is, all right, it's time for Bean to make a master stroke, whatever that might be. Maybe that'll be Palmer. Maybe that'll be pick 30. Maybe they'll trade pick 30. It's not going to be for Myles Garrett or DK Metcalf anymore. But, like, so that kind of sailed. I do think, like, we'll be talking about this. I might have said the same thing last year with the same, basically, the same rules applied. Elam was not relevant. And Kincaid was not great. He was there as a rookie, but it wasn't like he was making a big difference in games. I might have said the same thing last year, but it's another year of it. Another right. year where you still have your Coleman, you have the same questions.
And that was coming off 73 catches for Kincaid. So, yeah, that's not to dispute that he impacted, because he didn't. He wasn't a big meter mover, but he produced. You, like, I would have said to you, oh, he didn't smash. It's okay. So he was a rookie, 73 catches. They'll get it together. Like, that'll happen. And then it just did not happen. It went backwards.
Season high 52 yards, right? Two touchdowns.
Yep.
Injuries, but Sal coming up at 4 will analyze some of Friday's news with Sal, among other things. It is St. Patrick's Day, sunny but cold. Sabres and Bruins tonight, 6 o'clock pregame. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog here for your calls at 803-0550. This is WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.